This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I call your attention to the Old Testament book of Ruth. The Old Testament book of Ruth, and to chapter 1 in the Old Testament book of Ruth. You probably know Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, and then Ruth. Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, and then Ruth. Ruth chapter 1, and the reading will begin at verse 1. Ruth chapter 1, the reading beginning at verse 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled, that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab. He and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephratites of Bethlehem, Judea. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left, and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, Surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Let's read once again. Ruth chapter 1 verse 17. Ruth chapter 1 verse 17. Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them, and they said, is this Naomi? And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara. For the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. Let's read once again. Ruth chapter 1 verse 20. And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara. For the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. Ruth chapter 1, verses 1 through 22. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Making it through difficult times. Making it through difficult times. Our topic, our subject, our theme, making it through difficult times. The year 2012, as reckoned by our calendar, is one that for some people has brought difficult times, as did the years 2009, 2010, and 2011. But it is not the nature of the times that is most important, but is how we deal with what we encounter in the times. In the case of Ruth in our scripture, it appears that she attributed her difficult times as coming from God. Rather than delve into that, let us observe that wherever your difficult times have come from, no matter what the source of your difficult times, the number one and best solution is to go to God. And so Naomi, being from Bethlehem, Judah, and having gone with her husband and sons to Moab due to the famine, and her husband having died and her two sons having married, and then her two sons having died, leaving her with two daughters-in-law. And now she has calculated that the events of her life were from God, that God has dealt with her in a way that was not good. And when she comes back to Bethlehem and they ask, "Is this Naomi?" And she says, "Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me." There are those of you who believe that life for you has been bitter. Some of you attribute it to luck. Some of you attribute it to circumstances. And some of you may even attribute it to God. But I think what we see in the book of Ruth, and I hope that you will read the entire book, that regardless of the source of your difficulty, the answer is God. Making it through difficult times, the one best decision that Naomi made was to go back to the people of God. Go back to the people of God. And for many of you, some of you have not been to church since your parents took you to church or made you go when you were younger. You've grown up and you've gone out into business, into the world. You've gotten skills and trades and jobs. Some of you have gone to college. You've traveled. You've gone into the military. And some of you have not been to church. But returning to the people of God, returning to the church, is where your answer begins. Why, Reverend, what's so good about them? It's not so much of what's so good about them. It's what's so good about him. And since he is in them, then that makes them good for you. "Well, Reverend, I've been to churches and they act as if I wasn't there." Well, you must keep in mind that many people come through church just to rip the church off, just to get a few dollars and keep on going. How do you know that, Reverend? I know because I was once a deacon. And there were people who would come and ask us for money and would not so much as stay long enough for one service. They wanted to rip the church off, and that is not right. People want to come to the church and say the church should give us this and the church should give us that, but they don't want to take time to listen to Almighty God. And so regardless of what your plight, regardless of what your troubles, regardless of what your difficulties are, I can say if you return to the people of God, your healing will begin there, because your healing is in the name of the Lord, in the word of the Lord, in the power of God. Some of you will laugh at this because you've been taught in our society, you've been taught that there is no God. You do not believe in God. But as things get worse and worse and worse for some of you, one day you may remember what this preacher said. And you need to listen to my sermons. My sermons are precious, not because I'm preaching them, but because they are the word of God. But then because I am preaching them, you say, "Why, Reverend?" Because you may have heard a million preachers preach the word of God. But my voice is as unique as any of them, because God has given me a voice too. You may say, "I don't like listening to you. I don't like that voice." But I will tell you that if you will listen to this voice, the voice of the Lord and the word of the Lord will come into your life, and you will be blessed, and you will know how to get through difficult times. But not just difficult times, you will know how to get through good times. For as soon as the difficult times are gone, some people let the good times roll. And what I mean is they roll with the devil until he brings something upon them that they cannot handle. And sometimes those things are fatal. And so you need to come and listen. My ministry is on 24/7. And you need to listen as often as you can, because I bring healthy servants of the Word of God. And in that Word of God, you will find blessings, you will find answers, you will find solutions, you will find love, you will find peace, you will find joy, you will find success, because they are all contained in the Word of God. If you're in difficult times, don't opt out by doing something drastic, but come to the Word of God, hold on, and let the Lord bless you. Those of us who are saved know that the Lord can bless us at any minute. He can bless me this minute, next minute. It's so wonderful to know that the Lord can bless me tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, next decade. He keeps on blessing me. One man wrote a sermon, a song saying, "He keeps on blessing me. He keeps on opening doors that I didn't even see." Or at least someone wrote that song. I'm not sure if it was a man or a woman. But the song is true. He keeps right on blessing me. He keeps right on opening doors that I didn't even see. He keeps right on blessing me. Naomi did the right thing. She went back to the people of God. You need to go back to church. You need to go back to God's people. And if the church you go to doesn't seem to be of God, keep going to churches until you find one that is truly of God. You will find a peace that passes understanding. And you will find success that is not just success. But if you listen and heed the word of God, you will find good success. And to that I can shout hallelujah. Making it through difficult times is possible. It just depends on where you turn and to whom you go. Go to God. And actually, you can go to God right where you are by just beginning to talk to Him now. You can go to Him any moment. You can go to Him right where you are. You can pray unto Him, because you don't have to have the people to intercede for you. God is listening right now for your voice. When have you spoken to Him? God is listening right now, waiting. He's been waiting all of your life to hear you talk to Him. He's been waiting to have a conversation with you. When have you spoken unto God? If you have not spoken to Him, that is the major part of the problem in your situation. Because with God, all things are possible, and for God, nothing shall be impossible. God is the creator. He made you. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Come to God, and He will handle your difficult times. Let us pray. Father God, help those who hear this sermon to know that it is truly true. Let them know that they truly need You. Let them know that You have gotten countless numbers of people through difficult times, and You can get them through difficult times. Save them, sanctify them, fill them with the Holy Ghost, and give them a joy that passeth understanding. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the blessed Holy Ghost, with specificity, in the precious, matchless, magnificent name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen, amen, and amen.